And now we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson, discussing subjects related to the home, family, and Christian education.
Today and for the rest of this week, we'll be discussing the approach to discipline. There doesn't seem to be any question about the fact that parents are responsible for the discipline of their children. Not only do secular authorities show general agreement on the subject, but the Bible devotes a great amount of emphasis to this matter. It's clear from the Word of God that parents are to train their children properly so that they'll develop the proper character and general attitudes that they'll need in order to live godly lives. The big question that must be faced, however, is the question of how discipline should be approached. What emphasis should the parents make as they train their children? Once again, the Bible gives us direction as it places an emphasis upon the need for developing proper associations between the parents and their children. The heart of the association between the parents and the children lies in the development of good relationships during the formative years of the child. In the early years of his life, the parents are able to dominate him. They assert their will upon him, and he accepts their guidance. Through this means, the parents can develop wholesome relationships with the child that will allow them to provide wise guidance to him all through their lifelong association. The word that is translated discipline in the Old Testament is an interesting word. It occurs primarily in the wisdom literature of the Bible, with 60% of all occurrences falling in the book of Proverbs. Consistently, there's an underlying idea of chastisement associated with the word. Proverbs 13:24 says, "He that spareth his rod hateth his sons, but he that loveth him chasteneth," or disciplines, "him betimes." In Proverbs 22:15 and 23:13, the word is used in connection with a rod. In Proverbs 15:10, the word indicates the chastisement of a person who has broken a standard of conduct. In Proverbs 3:11 and Proverbs 13:18, the word parallels the thought of reproof. Over and over again, this association of discipline with admonition or correction can clearly be seen. But in addition, the same word also occurs frequently in connection with some kind of instruction. Proverbs 15:33, for instance, speaks of the instruction or the discipline of wisdom. Proverbs 4:13 exhorts a child to take fast hold of instruction or discipline. Proverbs 13:1 tells us that a wise son heareth his father's instruction, once again referring to the word that is often translated discipline. Once again, the association between discipline and instruction is clear. Now, putting all of this together, we see that the word discipline involves two major areas, that of correction or chastisement, and that of instruction and training. Everything that you as a parent do with the intention of disciplining your child should keep these in mind. You not only punish, but you instruct. Coming back to the idea of building good relationships, we can say that effective relationships between the parents and their children will be those that enhance the potential for discipline. If your child loves you, for instance, he'll be much more responsive to correction or punishment from you. If the child knows that you love him and that you're trustworthy, he'll pay more attention to your teaching and guidance as you direct him throughout life. The time to begin is now, while your child is still young. Don't wait until he's become set in his ways, but begin now, while his character can still be molded, to train him in the way he should go.
You've just heard Viewpoint, a commentary on the home, family, and Christian education. Your host was Pete Stevenson.